This episode is sponsored by longtime sponsor Jasm, a.k.a. Shashim, and Discover US, whose two servers can best be described as lawful good and chaotic evil.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 15, recorded on January 9th, 2010.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have special guest Paul Soares Jr.
Hey guys and gals.
Yeah, so big time let's player here.
You're a let's player.
Something like that.
Let's see, you do a couple different series. Minecraft Dad being...
Series, yeah.
Series.
Yeah. Is that no, Siri? Yeah.
So let us know about what you...
But I'm not going to be grammar police today.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I started out doing a tutorial series back in July. Put up my first video ever. And that was How to Survive the First Night. And that kind of took off... relatively quickly. I think it was mostly because of the good timing, essentially, and that's just before Minecraft started to really take off. And then after that, I did Minecraft Dad. So I'm still continuing the tutorial series, but Minecraft Dad kind of spawned out of a Saturday morning, just bored, sitting around the house, and we have a home server that the kids play on. It's an SMP server. And I just decided to record a quick tour and went around, walked around, showed all their stuff off. And then that kind of evolved from there into, hey, let's build up this fortified church/keep. And what we'll do is we'll all have jobs by day. You know, we have someone that goes out and gathers the food. We have somebody that handles the weapons. And then we have a repair job. So we kind of came together and defended this keep at night. And then we had these chores by day. And it was it's pretty cool. So I'm up, I think... 8 episodes on that one, and starting up a new one called Man vs. Minecraft, and that's going to start pretty soon.
I've heard a lot of people who've really enjoyed sharing this with their kids. I know Brent does, shares with his son. My cousin shares with his son, and then Lachlan
of Minecraft Workbench. Yeah, Minecraft. The owner there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great way to connect with your kids on a level that is not only entertaining for everybody, but there's things you can teach as well. And like I said, in our server, it's kind of like a New England colony. So everyone has some kind of responsibility. So everybody comes together and you learn about community and helping out each other. And you learn about self-reliance and perseverance. And, you know, the cool thing is you're teaching these values, community values, family values, and so forth, while playing a game. And, you know, the best way to teach is making things entertaining. And a lot of times I don't even know what's going on. So it's pretty cool.
That's just really awesome.
Because in, you know, this generation, this is something that definitely needs to get out there is a way to teach your kids how to interact on the internet. And it's fairly difficult just by, you know, watching them as they browse or, you know, get on forums or Facebook or whatever. But this is a perfect way to be there with them. And watch and I've had a thrill just seeing like the things my son creates. It's just amazing, you know, and it's just awesome being right there.
Right. They get so proud of their creations, and you know, I've seen some amazing things out there, but so everybody feels a little special. You know, you have one person that owns the food store and one person that owns the weapons store, and they have a specialty, and they feel like that the other people in the group rely upon them for success. So if you want to come together and have this community thrive and survive, there's a plug for my tutorial, then you have that job, and you can't you can't shirk your duties because other people rely on you.
Yeah,
so that's it's a good traditional value to teach kids, and they really like it.
What does mom think about all this?
Mom's not much of a video gamer, mm-hmm. but she did, you know, you think Minecraft Chick is bad? My wife did play one night. I was out at a movie with my brother-in-law, I think, and I came back and I heard that she actually sat down at the computer and my oldest son showed her how to play. And I didn't get to witness it, but from what I understand, it was pretty ugly. But she wants to get involved. So we'll see about that.
Excellent. Nice.
Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and start this show. Journey.
Hey, you said it differently.
I had to say it. Okay.
I was totally offbeat on my picking, too.
You were. You need to practice your picking.
I was picking on the offbeat.
The podcast was lagging.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
You're right on there.
So we got a lot of stuff that we did this week. I mean, I got a ton of stuff. I'm just going to hit the highlights. I'm going to try to, at least. I wanted to talk about... Oh, well, okay. Let me hit the not-so-high points. I was playing with Giants on our server, and because I think last week we were talking about Giants and stuff, and I had to try it out. So I was spawning some Giants and stuff in our next to the Welcome Center, and I thought they were actually just regular dudes, like Steve's or whatever, you know, the generic guy or whatever. They're big zombies.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't realize that.
And, big zombies, yeah.
Yeah, giant zombies. And we're just kind of kicking around. You know, they don't attack or anything. They just kind of... and you can kill them. It takes a while, but it's kind of cool. It's like taking down a boss or something. You know, it's like a group effort, which is kind of neat.
But do they hit back? I'm not sure if they actually attack.
No, I don't think they did, yeah.
Well, stand around and act like a big punching bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on our server, we have health turned off right now.
Maybe that's why.
So I don't really know on our server is not a good judge.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you can spawn them, and it's cool. Right. I went and checked out my missing chunk bridge that I talked about last week, and it's no longer there. The chunk filled in, and looks different now. That's big news, big breaking news.
Missing so chunk bridge. You just have a bridge over
missing
nothing.
Chunk.
We were really worried about that, Eric. I'm glad you filled us in on that.
So that was considered a highlight?
No, this is a low light.
Okay, cool.
I'm getting in on the medium light in a minute.
Sweet.
So I was watching Minecraft Dad Episode 7 when I noticed these special New Year's capes that were issued. Right. I had no idea. I don't even remember if I played or not, or if I, you know, because, I mean, you have to look at yourself, hit F5, you know.
Right, if you're in single player, then you can't see much. Unless you look at your inventory, you can see a little bit behind your butt. But
that's true.
I saw my daughter and I were playing, and... she ran up to me and had that odd-looking cape on her back, and I couldn't make it out at all. But she said, "Well, it says there's an 11 on there." I said, "No, are you sure about that?" She said, "Dad, it's an 11." I said, "Well, it doesn't look like an 11." Sure enough, it is an 11. But
you thought it was like fireworks or something?
It looks like an 11 with the fireworks up above the top.
Right, yeah.
I never got the 11 on there. I'm glad you said that because I thought it was just like fireworks or something too.
It really wasn't clear in the game, but when I rewatched the video, because I recorded that, it's clearly an 11, so she was right and I was wrong.
Dad was wrong.
It happens. Not often, but...
Let's see, I checked out a video... it was a tour of the Chaos Discover Us server, and I had seen some stuff going on before from Satori had done a video where she was showing off her hotel, the Costa de Amor Resort, on their creative server, and I was blown away. I mean, this thing is insane. And then when they just launched this week, I guess. They launched the Chaos server, which is their PvP server, where you have like a spawn island, which is really impressive in itself. It only took them 3 days to build, but it's basically protected. So once you go outside, then you can be attacked, and you can also modify the world, you know. And there were almost 200 people on there when I went. And I'm thinking, oh, well, I mean, sure, there's a ton of people, but it's probably unplayable. Well, you could play it too.
And they were complaining about lag, and I was laughing. I'm like, don't know lag. This is there's nothing wrong with this server.
Yeah.
I am so happy on here. Yeah,
they are doing something right.
And I tried to get on it. Just said, the server's full.
Oh, really?
See you later. But it put me in some queue, and I left it there for a while, and never got in. I need to sign up somewhere. I'm not sure.
No.
Mm-mm. No, it's totally open. It's public. We had some issues, too, getting in. But, yeah, once you get in, there's a little bit of lag, particularly when it saves the world. And it'll literally lock up for maybe 5 seconds. But it runs fairly well in most cases. I mean, they've got something like 200 players at a time max. And from what I understand, Minecraft can barely handle 80. So they're doing something behind the scenes that they've worked out on their own.
Yeah. Well, I think probably also the fact that, I mean, it probably exists since nobody's getting too far away from the central base. I mean, the world is probably kind of small, you know, and it probably is a little easier to handle.
They do clump up in the spawn city a lot.
It reminds me a lot. Has anybody here read The Hunger Games?
No.
My son is big into The Hunger Games. Yeah, in fact, we bought, he got the game. There's actually a board game.
Oh, wow, I did not know
for
that.
For Christmas, yeah, we haven't played it yet. But
well, anyway, The Hunger Games, basically, everybody is trying to be the last one standing, and they all start right near what's called the cornucopia. And so you've got an option as soon as the games start. You can either turn around and run and try to get away from everybody, or you can run up and try to get some stuff in the middle. And that's kind of the way this feels. Is because, you know, everybody's like right there in the middle, but then as soon as you exit the border off into the water, you're swimming backwards, making sure nobody's following you. You're zigzagging, you know, you're like, I'm going to jump in this hole and make sure nobody can see me for a little while.
Yeah, it does feel like that. It feels like a PvP server like on WoW, because there's so many people all the time. I was just digging. Me and Avidya were just digging, and somebody came up and ganked us both. Like backstab, like spy style. Boom, killed him. Boom, killed me. And of course, we have a ton of stuff. I had diamonds. Yeah. I lost everything. You lose your armor. You lose everything. And then the bandit or whatever gets all your stuff. You know, and it's not griefing. That's what you're signing up for when you go to a PvP server. So it makes it really exciting. So the first night I go, I feel like it's some like exclusive Hollywood party or something, you know, like black tie event, because like I go on and there's all these people. Lucklin was there, Co, Minecraft Chick, Satori, Wolf 21, Bonnie from Minecraft Show, Bitburner from Minecraft, Malicious One, I believe he's one of the admins. It was just like all these people that I'd heard of or known or acquaintances, you know, inside of Minecraft were there. So it's like if you just want to hang out in the vast Minecraft community, it just seems like the place to go, you know. And people were hanging out on the docks, and it was crazy because like no one was doing anything. We're just standing around looking at each other, and every now and then a circle would form, and somebody would like a breakdance circle.
And then you'd stab someone in the face and take their diamonds.
Well, like someone would get right in the center of it and do the little squat dance, you know, like the, you know, little press and shift a couple times, and then move
the
out of
the dance move.
Yeah, the one dance move. And anyway, it was so much fun. I loved it. And then last night I built me and Avidya and Minecraft Noob and Raffy made a really cool secret lair, and we have a little farm going on under there for wheat, and we have a lot of mining going on, and I want to install an alarm system in there pretty soon so we can be alerted if anyone finds us. But it's really cool. It's so much fun. I like it a lot.
That's why I don't get any help with the mine shaft logo, apparently. The shaft logo.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been in there for a while. So anyway, that was my week. I could keep going on if you want me to, but I won't.
Well, speaking of the shaft logo, I'll go next. I've been working on building the shaft logo on our server, like, you know, how we used to have it on the original server. And not spawning blocks really makes it difficult. I've built the H and part of the pick and the handle, but now I need to go farm more obsidian.
I have some.
Oh, good, because I need, you know, probably like 500 blocks or something stupid.
I don't
stupid.
Have anything even close to that.
And the other hard part is wool.
Yeah.
For all the letters are going to have to be in wool, so or cloth, so I've got to go beat some sheep.
Okay.
That's a lot of
sheep. I'll go and beat sheep for you.
Awesome.
I'll help.
So wow. I'll probably put some chest nearby to fill with that. But yeah.
Well, I'll help out on it. I didn't know you were doing that. So yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I just, the I'll hardest part was sheep. Finding a place for it because I wanted it, you know, from the help center so you could see it. Yeah. But then I go out looking, I'm like, well, there's a big hammer there, there's buildings there. So people, how about I just put it in between this and this so it blocks the view of the hammer? Right? So instead of looking at the hammer, you see the shaft logo.
Well, and that's just it. You know, I had said I didn't want people to build, you know, right around hell. And I mean, it's like, it's as if
downtown.
You know, well, it's also as if people said, hey, Wes doesn't want us to build down here. Why don't we build down here?
Yeah.
You know, we used to have a bay there. Do you remember the bay? You know?
Yeah.
There used to be water, and now there's like little stripes of water in between all the paths between people's houses, you know, that they built in the middle of the...
Urban sprawl.
You know?
Yeah.
But so exactly. I'm sorry, is this your... this is the shaft...
The shaft lands, yes.
You're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, lag lands.
I haven't been on that server yet. I'll have to get the IP and hop in there.
At the risk of... being down on my own server, I don't think you're missing much. We're working on fixing it, right?
Yeah. There's actually, I was hoping to have some news by this episode, but hopefully by next episode, we'll have some news on something really exciting.
Yes.
Just want to see the snow globe. Is that where the snow globe exists?
Yeah.
Is that on the shaft?
It doesn't exist yet.
It's beginning to exist.
Done. Yes. It is beginning to exist, and it is... yeah, it's pretty ludicrous. Yeah, cool. But anyway, I actually, you know, I haven't been logging on. Or by the way, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. thanks.
No problem.
He is now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go for it.
I haven't been logging on to the Shaftlands much lately because I also have been crashing a lot. And I've been, you know, I'm getting very frustrated. I mean, I can't last more than like 3 minutes before, you know, I crash. That's so I have fixed it.
Oh, what did you do?
I went and downloaded the 64-bit client like was recommended to me.
Oh. And it worked?
And it worked.
Awesome.
Well, at least I haven't been back onto the Shaftlands yet, but I didn't crash at all on the Discover server.
Yeah, I'll verify that as well. I did the same thing. I was having crashing issues on Chaos, and it was the first time I've ever had those problems. And it was every 5 or 6 minutes or so, just crash, lock up. And Lachlan of Minecraft Workbench said, go and get the 64-bit edition of Java, the runtime. And he sent it to me, actually, over Skype. And I installed it, and I have not had a problem since.
Yeah.
So I think it works. Cool. Yeah. I mean, you have to have a 64-bit operating system. I mean, don't do it on a 32-bit. But if it's 64-bit, it's going to work for you.
Yeah.
And you know, what's weird is I used to have that crash all the time. I couldn't last a few minutes. I haven't done anything, and I haven't crashed all week long. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. It changed. Maybe it updated or did something.
It changed mine. Like, I mean, I was crashing this morning, and I wasn't crashing this afternoon. So something I did worked right. Either that or the Chaos server just rules.
Yeah.
We'll find out once I'm back on the Shaftlands.
Right.
Shaft. I also logged on to Luckland's server. Minecraft Workbench server.
Oh, very cool.
And they've got a nice little area called Haven right in the middle. And it was like 2:30 in the morning, and I was up too late as it was. And I'd been playing Final Fantasy 13, and I was like, okay, I need to go to bed. And so I walked around there, and everybody's like, oh, hey, da da da, good to see you. You know, people are being really, really nice.
Oh, that's cool.
But I had to flee because I knew that I was going to start digging if I didn't. You know, I it was like one of these things. I knew that if I even started digging a hole, I wouldn't go to bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you'd be like, oh, look, there's iron.
Yeah.
Got to mine that iron out. Oh, look.
Now I have to make armor.
So, they've got a great little server. They did something neat. Like, it looks like, and I have to double check this, but it looks like they did a sky bridge, but they did it with trees. So, like, it looks... like a vine or something across the sky.
That's cool.
It's a little bit different. I thought that was kind of neat.
Mm.
And also, I went on the Chaos server. Well, first I went on the Creative server on Discover Us.
Okay.
And what I thought was really neat was just all the, you know, there's all the characters. You know, I don't know. I know it's kind of dorky with the little 8-bit character pictures that are all over the place.
Oh, 8-bit land or whatever. Did you see the portals there?
I did.
Was that not cool?
That was really cool.
No warps, just portals.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I hadn't seen a server like that yet.
That's cool. And I was very impressed And so then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go check out the Chaos thing. Is Welsh Maiden like disputing me? It looked like it.
8-Bit Valley is what Malicious One is calling it.
Okay. So then I went on the Chaos thing. Now, the weird thing is, of course, you know, like the first thing I did was I went out and I started running into things, you know, because the big bad thing about the PvP server is there are no trees anywhere.
Yeah, it's okay. Tough. You have to grow your own, make a farm.
You get off of the boat and you head towards the shore, okay? And everything, it is a wasteland. It is devoid of life. Okay?
Is that just because everybody's already torn them down?
Yeah, everybody's torn it all up. And like my kids, they don't regrow. You know, they're not replanting anything. So someone's going to have to take that reins and go around to replant some trees, I think, eventually.
Ecologically oriented Wes, of course, found some saplings, and that's the first thing I did. I'm like, I should plant some trees for other people. So,
nice. They've already been dug out. You need to go back now?
But my point is, so you run out. Well, like... you know, and also your first instinct is, I just need to punch somebody. You know, I did the kit thing, okay? But then I fell in a hole and I died, so I lost, because they have a basics kit. They'll give you a wooden sword, a wooden pick, and some other stuff. So I lost all that. And I'm like, okay, well, how long till the kit respawns? And they're like, 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, and somebody had built a little cobblestone bridge coming out of the water right next to the boat and going to the shore on the chaos map. And so you can see all these people jumping off the boat and going towards the bridge. And then they're getting on the bridge and, like, punching each other. And I mean, it's really...
So has anybody built, like... See, like, what I'd love to see is someone build, like, this pathway that's, like, you know, free diamond swords, you know, follow this path. And then you get there and it's like a, you know... A character killer, like craft there. Nice. And then they just sit there and pick up all your stuff.
Well, anyway, I went out and I ended up finding a tree. Okay. Mm-hmm. I found one tree. Okay. But when I got there, somebody was punching it. So I killed him. Nice. So then I took the wood, right?
You had no choice.
And exactly. It was kill or have no wood. So then I got all the saplings and I'm on a huge hilltop and I'm like planting stuff. And then I find like the remnants, like there's a remnant tree up there as well. And there's some wood way up. So I build a tower, you know, and I'm going up and I'm getting the wood. And then somebody else comes up and starts building a tower next to me. So I kill him with my bare hands. And it's so exciting. And so then by this point in time, it's dark, okay? And I'm like, I don't know if mobs are coming out. I got to find some place to hide, right? And here is the horror of the chaos server.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
It's nighttime, and you are walking across the land, and there are huge holes everywhere. So I have all this wood I've farmed, and I fell in a hole and died.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got attacked by a native. Did you see those?
I did see a native later.
They're creepy, aren't they?
Yeah, they look like generic characters.
Those
with
are the
their
NPCs,
names.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they attack you?
Yeah.
And I did get hordes.
I didn't know they were hostile.
Oh, yeah, they're hostile, yeah.
Yeah, at nighttime at least.
Are there zombies? Yeah, there's still zombies, but the natives are like Steve, like the generic guy. But right. But there's like hordes of them. They're real slow and stupid, but, you know, they'll kill you.
I just ran into one in a hole, and I thought he was another player, so I started punching him, and he evidently punches better than I do, and I died.
Oh. It's like Mike Tyson or something you're right. up against?
And I'm gonna finish this story pretty quick. So then I go back, and I go and try to find my wood, and I can't, so I die again. And then I'm like, okay, well, it's nighttime. I'm going to wait till the daytime. My wood's probably still sitting right there. I just got to go back and find it.
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, people are like, hey, are you Wes Wilson from The Shaft? And I'm like, yes, I am. I'm like, wow, that's a cool diamond sword. He goes, you want it? And I'm like, what? Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So he gives me a diamond sword, and then he's like, what else do you need? And I'm like, well, I don't have any armor. Do you have any iron? And he's like, sure.
Whoa.
But then what he does...
And it punches you in the face and takes it all and laughs at you.
No, he hands me ore, okay? Well, now, okay, I don't have anything to smelt this with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to, so then I'm asking, and then another guy comes up and he's like, oh my God, I love your show. Will you mention me on the show? 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 And I'm like, well, I can't
you
promise
you have
anything.
The silent stalkers.
Yeah. And so,
well, he wasn't silent, but I've had the silent ones. They just follow you around.
I got,
and there's people just spewing stuff at you constantly.
Yeah. So finally I got some coal and I go and I'm smelting my iron, right? And the Chaos has an interesting foundry area. Have you been in it and used it?
I have, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the locked door system.
Yeah. They're doors that lock from the inside so that nobody steals your stuff.
That's brilliant.
Well, so this one guy is like, "Can I be your bodyguard?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." So he comes in with me. I'm smelting, cuz he gave me all the stuff anyway. So
he's
smelting
in there with you.
Yeah.
And you trusted him?
Yeah.
This is starting to go somewhere.
But no,
dark.
This is not bad. The bad thing was someone had logged off evidently while in the room. And so he logged back on and was in the room with us, and then he took my stuff out of there. Well, he gave it back to me.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so I'm finally armored up. I got a diamond sword, I got full armor, and the sun comes up. And me and this guy, we jump off. Now, by now, the bridge has been destroyed. You know, life is chaos. So we charge across, and the dude that was in the room is kind of walking along with us. Now, he doesn't have any armor, and all he's got is a wooden sword. So, like, but at the same time, it's this creepy sort of, what's he doing? Why is he following us?
Yeah.
He's not saying anything, you know?
Yeah.
And so we go out, and then, long story short, I couldn't find the wood. I did find my hill. I did find the hill. I started trying to dig a hole under where I had planted all those trees,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden my bodyguard's talking to me, and then he gets attacked. Now keep in mind, he's in full armor. He gets attacked and dies. I'm the only one left. There's two guys in full armor with swords attacking me, and I died again. And all that stuff went away. Everything.
I thought we were
going
to hear like some cool Saul story where you got like caught in a house and they told you couldn't get out unless you did these things and had to kill your friend that you just made. And
so anyway, so I wanted to thank my friends Ababa and my other friend was Est Tyler. They both gave me lots of stuff, and then I would like to curse S. Tyler's name for all eternity for not being my bodyguard when I needed it most.
Didn't he die for you?
Yeah, well, he took the first hit.
He died,
right?
But he didn't die for me. He died because he was talking to me.
Turn and run at that point,
huh?
Yeah, you need to learn how to run.
Yeah. You've got to turn and run.
Make yourself some wood shoes next time.
Faster than your bodyguard.
Instead of planting saplings, beat someone with them.
But okay. Anyway, S. Tyler's in the chat room, so he knows I'm playing. But it was fun. So anyway, that's awesome. That's my week.
These are good journeys right here.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Paul, hit us with what you got.
I was on the Chaos server as well that night, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it is definitely a PvP server. So if you're not into PvP, once you leave that protected area, you have to be on your guard all the time. And that's fun for a lot of people. And I love it because I'm a PvPer from going back to Ultima Online, which was wild. It was the Wild West. When you left the town, you're fair game. And it was very similar to that. And it brings those memories back, which are in many cases very interesting and fun. But my young son hopped on, and he went off on his own, and he's nine. And he got killed. So I said, well, find out the name. And I said, I'm going to log in. So I logged in with my oldest son, Jumbo, and my daughter, Remy, hopped on. And we all jumped on. And of course, we have nothing. And we're on the boat. And my son, Jumbo, says, I need an army. Now, Jumbo's in my videos, so some people know him. And they know me as well from the videos. And I said, I need a squad. So suddenly, we're surrounded by this ragtag gang of people. Of course, they have no equipment. But they're all willing to die for us.
Like,
I thought
human
that
shields
was the coolest thing. I say, attack. So we have to jump in the swim across to a small island, and there are four guys decked out in diamond armor and diamond swords. Ooh. And bows. So it was ugly because if you're unequipped, equipment means everything in this game. You get hit once with a diamond sword, you're toast. So we, we're climbing all this ragtag guys. Refugees are scrabbling up the side of this hill. They get whacked, they die. They respawn, they come back. So there's a stream of people swimming from the spawn boat to this island, which is 100 yards out. And they're climbing up, they're getting hit, they respawn, and it's just over and over.
It's like storming the beaches of Normandy here.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was fun. So I, before I went out to the island, I actually, somebody...
Did you give a St. Crispin's Day speech before you sent everybody off to the island?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have any speech. I just said, let's attack these guys. But anyway, so I'm in the foundry, and I'm... I had some, you know, the night before, a bunch of guys had given me some iron ore, and I'm starting to make some iron armor. Next thing I know, open up my inventory, I've got a diamond chest plate that someone must have chucked at me at some point. Didn't even know I had it. And I had a couple of the pieces of diamond. So I got myself pretty well equipped. So I swam over with everybody, and they're all getting slaughtered. So four guys. And I managed to kill, in fact, you can see this on Minecraft Dad 8.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they started shooting me with the bow, and I did the I come in peace typing out at first. That didn't work. So getting hit with arrows, my health is dropping steadily, and I said, screw that. A save hit, and it was about a 5-second freeze, which was fine. It gave me enough time to get out of there. I went down and underneath and came back up around, and I managed to slaughter two of them, and then Stoner, the third one, got me. But it's a lot of fun. You know, it's the thing is, if you're not used to that, you know, my young son who's 9 has no idea what's going on. But if you're into the combat, that's the place to be, no question.
And you can't value anything because anything could go away at a moment's notice.
Exactly.
So no, and you don't send a ragtag arm after four guys in diamond armor and diamond suit because you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's futile. But I do want to mention another server that we've been playing on, and that's Luckland's MinecraftWB.com, Minecraft Workbench. And that's it's very similar to the Chaos, except that it's PvE, it's whitelist as well. So you have to join the community and become a member of the community. And then once you get on that server, there's a protected area, and then you can just, you know, go off on your own and build. But it's all PvE. Apparently, they're going to do some PvP sections as well. Hmm. Man, that just went live last night, so that's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I'll check that out this week. Man, so much cool Minecraft stuff going on lately.
So exciting. It's
unstoppable. Crazy. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Excavation Station.
So what are you thinking the game needs, Brent?
Let's see. I think first off, you know, talking about those circles earlier, I think you definitely need a hacky sack now. Get the hacky sack going in that circle and be able to kick it back and forth.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Or just a ball you can throw back and forth. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Something like that.
Instead of cracking someone over the head with an egg, it just goes into their inventory.
Yeah.
And they can throw it back at you.
Yeah, beach volleyball. That's what we need.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. In my journeys, I tried to carry people over from the spawn city over to my secret island, and there's no good way of transporting a lot of people, so this week I think I would suggest some sort of a two-passenger boat, or maybe just a way to transport multiple people together, some sort of maybe a six-person boat, or some way that you can all travel at the same time, because it's really hard to just, you know, communicate with so many people saying this is where we need to go, or just follow me or something. And plus people killed each other in the water. So on the trip to the island, some people died, Minecraft chick included. Someone killed her. I feel bad because it was really, I really wanted to show her the lair. I wanted to get Minecraft chick in my lair. You know what I'm saying? and then she died. And anyway, so
I think mass transit is something that needs to be a pretty high priority for multiplayer, at least. I think there needs to be a way to to make large mine carts, you know, trains and big boats and things like that.
Yeah.
So that nobody uses it, just like real public transportation.
Party
cart. We'll spend millions of dollars on it, but nobody uses it.
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to see is I want some kind of randomizer block. Okay, and maybe this is a block that when you activate it, it has four redstone feeds that come off of it, and it just activates one of them, you know. Oh. It creates a circuit of some kind, but I just was thinking about it, and I was like, there would be all kinds of games you could make if you had some kind of a randomizer.
Oh, you can make like a slot machine or something.
Yeah, you can make a slot machine. You could make a board game with a Pop-O-Matic, you know. I just think a randomizer block without all the circuitry behind it would be cool.
Oh, that's cool. Lovely. So, Paul, what you got?
Yeah, I have a list.
Excellent.
But they're all just more function than fancy stuff. But let me just say what my son wants is a dog. He is a big fan of I Am Legend, the movie, and he wants to have a dog companion for his single-player games that will follow him around and attack zombies and so forth. So we need a dog. A trash can, just a basic trash can, either in the inventory itself where you can drag and drop stuff to get rid of the crap that you don't want. I accumulate so much garbage. And there's a lot of creative people out there that come up with some cool stuff, like Satori and Avidia. I've seen on their videos where they have like a cactus, and Co. as well. They've got the coolest ideas. A cactus in the ground surrounded by some stone or something, and you toss something in there, it kills it. I had no idea that even worked until I saw them do it. A local chat. We need some kind of a local chat where you just want the people around you in SMP to hear you, maybe within 20 blocks or something. Mm-hmm. The chat absolutely needs work in the multiplayer. Spectator mode would be awesome, particularly for let's players. You want to make a let's play, you want a camera person, you want someone to fly around in spectator mode, be invisible. Yeah, I know. I'm asking a lot here, but
that'd be awesome.
If you want to stalk your favorite let's player,
your favorite let's player, they can't see you.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're not creeping them
let's
out.
Let's player know? Behind the scenes.
That way, you don't have to invite them to your lair.
Right. How many layers do you have on, kid? I like to recycle old stuff. You've got all this worn out crap. You just want to break it down and get some resources back.
Yeah.
So I like that idea. And my son wants to know about apples. My other son, Notch, if he's out there listening or watching, where the hell are the apples? You know, we want an apple. We want to know if we can find the apples or grow apples someday.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so that's and a guest book. I would like to see a guest book, you know, where you have a some use for a book where people can sign it. I was thinking of geocaching, if you've ever done that. But, you know, you take a GPS and there's, you know, real-world geocaching where you find a hidden treasure box. Someone will find a cylinder and they'll bury it and they'll put little things in there. And you're supposed to hunt it down with your GPS. And you take something out and there's a little notebook in there. You sign it, you know, your name and what you've taken and what you've put in. You take one thing and put one thing in. And we do that on our home server, which is kind of fun. But it would be nice to have a list where you can sign, you know, a booklet
that's
or something.
Great.
So yeah, just simple stuff. Simple stuff that Notch can spend some time on when he has a chance.
Yeah.
And talking about the apple reminded me of, what was that DS game, Eric, that we used to play with the little guys? You go to, it's like City Folk or something.
Animal Farm. Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, yeah.
Crossing, yeah.
That would be a really cool feature to make where you could take your single player and either invite someone over or maybe even to a general server if you had some kind of control so people couldn't, you know, cheat and create blocks. But on your game, maybe it only had one certain type of fruit that grew on the trees, you know, and then you could come to market or to the general server and sell it to other people, you know, trade for other fruits. And you can, you know, delve off with other things, like maybe you get certain fish on yours, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that certainly gives you a reason to go to another server, you know, because one server can't possibly have every resource. Rethorth.
Rethorth.
Oh. Yeah, man, these are good.
So it looks like we do have a call here from the Maverick Zero.
The Maverick Zero.
Hello, Rishaf. This is my suggestion for excavation station. I thought it'd be cool if you had like a crossbow, which would be pretty much just be a bow that could fire farther and it would do more damage. But it would take longer to load, so you wouldn't be able to like rapid fire it. I also think you should have spring shoes, which would let you jump like twice as high or something, and they're pairing. I remember in one of your older episodes you mentioned duct tape, and I think that'd be good to use for repairing. And also a welding torch would be good for repairing. So yeah, that's it. Love the show. Keep it up.
Well, that's cool. I'd love to see a bunch of new weapons with different, you know, reasons to have them. Speed, damage, that sort of thing.
I like the jumping shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. I'd totally do some spring jumping. Give me a trampoline, too.
I told you, pogo stick.
Oh, yeah, pogo stick.
Well, maybe it's just a spring block, and so you could use it and, you know, put a bunch together and make a trampoline like you're talking about, or, you know, just a springboard, a diving board because of the spring, you know.
Oh, yeah, like walking a plank or something. No, those aren't springy, are they?
Maybe you could bounce on sponge.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Yeah. Another sponge.
That's good.
It's in the game. Jump on sponge, and you go higher and higher and higher.
Jump on sponge.
Just so you know, my nickname is Sponge.
What?
So, where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, the whole jump on sponge thing, it just doesn't sit well with me.
Oh, okay.
It's been my nickname for a long time.
Wow.
Hop on pop.
Let's not jump on sponge.
So people are going to call you Sponge now in game.
I have a feeling that's going to happen now.
Oh, let's see.
Jump on sponge.
We have an entry here from Notch himself. This is what he wants in the game. Isn't this cool?
This exclusive, is pretty cool, man.
So he says, we desperately need to add redstone, delay, or repeater blocks. And he says, double inverters take up a lot of space. So that's kind of with your randomizer idea. It's more logic built into these blocks. And he also commented that having like some sort of integrated circuit is getting a little too complicated and not feeling, like Minecraft, and it's getting away from it. But I think he's onto something, kind of, making these things a little more versatile. But and we talked about integrated circuits too. Basically, an entire program shrunken into one block. Yeah. So that you could program, but it's getting pretty complicated, so.
Yeah, I think if he made some kind of something where you could combine these big contraptions into one block, mm-hmm. that would do what he's talking about, right, without having to make confusing blocks. Let the people make the confusing blocks and do what they want with them.
Yeah, the confusing blocks.
Maybe it's something that you would build a frame. Maybe you could define a frame on the ground, and then you built the circuit on the ground, and then you could do something that would shrink that circuit down to one block.
Yeah, make a circuit board block, right? Where then you make your big circuit board, and then whatever you put on it then can transform into, one block.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels no more anti-Minecrafty than, other redstone contraptions.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. We have one from Clyde Frog.
Clyde Frog
wants minecart booster blocks.
I think that's brilliant.
Totally need those. Right now it's too weird. Just doesn't really make sense, and it's messy. Need boosters.
You mean with those extra little carts sitting around that just
It's just strange.
Let's see. Communist Banana here wants burning wood that then turns into like a block of ash, which then you could use to make paste, or I was thinking maybe you could make charcoal so you could draw on something. And he also wants a new mob, a wolf that could kill farm animals.
How about a werewolf? Like a native that's like regular during the day and then at night he's a wolf?
Well, I kind of like the idea of a wolf that maybe maybe it even hides from players, like runs away from players, but then it like kills your animals. And so you'd have to kind of look after your animals by going after the wolf, like actively going and hunting them.
That's pretty cool.
Or you would nurture this wolf because you're tired of cows falling into your mine.
Or that. Maybe you could grow up with the wolf and... Never mind.
So, Shpwat, it's pronounced Shpwat, wants an in-game server list. We've talked about this before. Yeah. It would be... I think you should be able to have a list in the multiplayer pull-down kind of thing.
Yeah, right now mine is a text file on the desktop.
Mine too.
Really?
Which is kind of, but I never put anything on my desktop, but I'm like, and it's actually become the repository of like email addresses and things like that as well. So
it's your junk drawer,
yeah,
right?
It is. it's the pad of paper next to my computer.
Right.
Poison Rain wants rain that actually will like fill up holes. And so, depending on how long it would take, it could actually fill up a lake, but there'd also be some, hydration. Like, the sun could actually soak it up a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, more dynamics with the water. That's cool.
And going along with that, Axel 2 wants drains and sewers, so it could actually drain the water.
Exalto? Is it Exalto?
Or like...
An Exalto knife?
Exalto?
Or like an aqueduct?
Something like that. Aqueduct. Yeah. Greg Whitman
has a he called in.
Yeah,
he does. Okay, he did. Yeah, here it is.
Hey guys, this is Greg Whitman, previous show sponsor. Kind of creeped me out actually when I heard my name said on the the podcast, but it's cool. Yeah, so the excavation station portion of your show got me thinking, and I actually went and grabbed a piece of paper to write all this stuff down while I was at work. Oops. All right, first off, I think that the gas should drop fireballs or fire dust so that you can create fireball spells. I think that you should be able to bucket up sand, and it will work a little bit more like water, where it will flow either one or two blocks and then create a block once it can't go any further. I think that would be really cool for like traps and stuff. I really want to see some sort of like a dumping bucket that you can like mount on the wall, kind of how they had for like castles and stuff, where you can dump lava out. I think that'd be really cool if you could connect that to like red dust and stuff and push a button and have lava dump out on the outside of your castle or building or whatever. I'm sure somebody said this before, but I think it would be really cool to have like a mirror block, something that like you could reflect sunlight down caves and stuff. You can like chain them together so you can get it really deep into the cave. And then like also in combination with that, have blocks that are activated by light. You can get kind of like an Indiana Jones scenario going on. I wrote in earlier talking about how I thought that beehive should be in it. It'd be pretty cool. You can get like wax or like honey out of it. But also you get another helmet. And I want to give props to the slingshot guy, whoever came up with that. I think that's a great idea. But a little tweak to it, I think that maybe it shouldn't do any damage at all, but instead you use it as kind of like a knockback. It's kind of like a resolution to your speed boost issue there. Because you already do have the bow and arrow, but the cheap ammunition of cobblestone or something like that would just make it way overpowered compared to the bow. Alright guys, that's all I got. I know it was a lot, but thanks for sticking with me. Alright, thanks. You guys do a great job, by the way. Love it.
Ow! I was rocking to that.
I feel like I'm back in the
metal track
in the late 80s. I like those.
Yeah, fireball spell, very cool. I like the beehive helmet. It's cool. Like, clunk. Beehive man. And the sand spilling, like actually flowing like water, but not as much as water, but just a little bit. I think that's really cool. I don't think I ever heard anybody suggest that before. But anyway, very good. Very cool. Andres S. He wants, would like glowstone to burn zombies and skeletons since it emits light equal to the sun. Interesting idea.
That is kind of interesting.
So I guess it'd just be a proximity thing if they get close to it. Poof.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
I think you'll like this one, Eric, from Thought147. He wants ham to attract and enrage zombies. So I guess you can make traps by putting ham in your house or monster killer and zombies will come get it.
Weird. Why would I like that?
I like you ham. Like zombies.
Oh, okay. I like ham, too.
Killing stuff.
Yeah.
We got a lot of these. Do you want
ham?
We do have a lot of these. Let's do one more since this might be a long show. Yeah.
Woobs wants a rake so he can make Zen gardens in the sand. I do think that would be kind of cool if you could make patterns.
Yeah. Yeah, that's close to custom sprays or painting, though, I guess, right? I mean, it's no different from drawing on sand blocks.
Now, you know. Now, what might be kind of the same way, I guess you could do, is just have like two different sand blocks that have, you know, vertical and horizontal lines.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, you could do it like grass, too. So you could make like, you know how some people mow their lawn a certain way so they have the lines going a certain way.
Okay.
So now you can actually make a lawn look like, you know, a certain pattern because you have these lines.
Like those lawnmower lines.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought of something. Footprints in the sand.
Ooh.
That stay there for a little while.
Ooh, wouldn't that be cool? That would be kind of cool.
And maybe grass prints too. But then people would be trampling. But then you
could
flowers
and you could put sand down in the entranceway to your place and see if people had walked on it.
It's pretty good. You could stalk Paul Source Jr. and be like, he went this way. We can see his footprints.
The invisible spectator mode can't get away with that.
Yeah.
I see your footprints.
Do we want to save this last call, or do we want to do the call as the last one?
We do have a call. Yeah, let's go ahead and do this one.
And this one's from Jive Turkey with a bunch of Y's.
Jive Turkey.
Hey, guys. It's Jive Turkey from Australia. And I just want to know if you guys think for Exploration Station, Obsidian Tools, like kind of like a next tier up from Diamonds, maybe come around the same. They're a lot quicker to mine and chop wood than diamonds, but they last the same as maybe an obsidian pick. stone pick, you know, I think that'd be a good idea. Yika's domains and Aztecs used obsidian as tools, and it's pretty easily craftable, I'm guessing. So, anyway, yeah, guys, love the show. Keep it up. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Just my Minecraft username is JIVETURKEYYY. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Jive turkey.
Triple Y? Why?
Obsidian.
Because.
Did you say triple wide?
And Minecraft.
Bigger than a double wide?
Minecraft Chick and Bonnie want dolphins.
Oh, yeah? In the chat room?
Yep.
Cool.
I like dolphins.
Dolphins are cool. You can ride the dolphins.
How about obsidian dolphins?
They might eat you.
That's okay. Yeah. They need to eat too.
That would see. I think that'd be
they are tasty.
It's the like, circle of life. Like,
he puts in dolphins, and everybody thinks, "Oh, that'll be cool. You can go ride them and stuff." And then they attack you and kill you instead.
And they got freaking laser beams on their heads.
Zomp dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. Well, that was that. And guess what?
News and
this
updates.
Is this
from the Minecraft Daily news and updates.
This is this.
All right. In the news this week, on January 3rd, Mojang moved into their new offices and hired a brand new employee. And they're having a good time there. They have a film crew from the U.S. that is filming all this stuff.
So he didn't say who it was there, but does anybody know yet who it is?
No. I haven't. I've been trying to unearth who it is, but no.
So we were slow on that one.
We were. I came to Brent a month ago with the same idea because we are a film company. We are a production company, and it would have been great to go to Sweden and film and all that stuff. But
real.
They also had a strategy meeting that the film crew sat in on, and one of the Mojang guys said on Twitter that Minecraft fans would crap bricks if they there's the poop blocks.
Poop blocks.
They would create poop blocks if they heard all the stuff that happened in that meeting, and so there you go. Also, the next update will include music blocks. And the way that works is you right-click to tune. You have two octaves to work with. Left-click or redstone trigger to play the tune. The material under the block sets the instrument.
Oh,
so you have
nice.
Instruments and notes.
Oh, that's cool.
Really cool. Also, we're going to get an underwater mob. So these are two things definitely
dolphins
coming
with freaking laser beams.
Yeah.
Freaking laser beams.
So can't wait for that. Also, there was an article on Kotaku titled "Why Minecraft is So Damn Popular." And here's a little quote from it. "People may love Minecraft, but I think deep down that many of them love the idea of Minecraft more. And the article was kind of saying that we love to sit around and speculate about new ideas, excavation station, and talk about how to improve upon the game and trying to create little games inside of the thing more than we like the game itself. That's you know, their opinion. But, you know, it's
no, I haven't read this yet. Did they actually play the game?
Assumingly.
What did they say?
Yeah.
Well, that probably would have been my opinion before I actually sat down and played it. I thought, well, I don't know about this idea. You know what I mean? But then when I sat down and played it, it was definitely the playing is what got me. But I understand what they're saying. Yeah. It's just, I think that's part of it, not the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I think they're trying to say is, I mean, I know that like when we're playing, you know, one of the things is, oh man, what if we made this, you know, and it's some kind of thing in the game. And I think that's what a lot of people get excited about. And then, so I think that's kind of where they're going. And I do think it goes in with, you know, loving the idea of what Minecraft could be as mm-hmm. much as they love the game itself.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Paul?
I think there's a lot of different ways to play Minecraft, and I think it appeals to different people in different ways. I mean, look at Minecraft Dad. I play with my kids. Mm-hmm. There's survival multiplayer. There's single player. I think everybody takes away something a little different from Minecraft. So I think this guy, it's not his cup of tea, which is fine. It's not everybody's cup of tea. But or maybe he just hasn't spent a little time trying some other things. So I didn't read the article, but I say we hunt him down with Diamond and kill him.
Yeah,
I think
he just wants poop blocks.
It wasn't a negative article. It was. I want to reiterate that. It wasn't a negative article. It was a positive article, but it was attempting to grasp onto what he felt was the sentiment of a lot of people who were playing.
Yeah,
and right. I can partially agree with it, but I agree also with Paul. There's a million different ways to do it, and Discover Malicious One even said, you know, the whole fact that you can you have a toolbox that you can, you know, make your own stuff in your sandbox is, yeah, I mean, that's what we did as kids. We sat in the sandbox with our army men, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's a good title and it's a good quote. I mean, it definitely makes me want to go and read it and see, you know, what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So.
And then get mad at him or whatever.
Yeah. And that's good. And so the next thing I see here is there was a video when Notch came into.
We forgot something.
Oh.
This amazing thing.
Oh, this is this.
This is this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
I totally skipped that big line there that said new section.
Yeah.
So if there's anything more newsworthy.
Where did you get that clip? I have to watch that. Is that like
it's from the Double Rainbow movie?
Double Rainbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you never seen the Double Rainbow movie?
I have not.
Oh, go to.
Yeah, just,
am I not as cool as you guys anymore?
This is just.
No, I think you are probably cooler by not having seen it.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
So wait, what's it? It's the Devil's Rainbow.
No, Double Rainbow.
Yeah, just Google Double Rainbow. Yeah. You'll definitely.
There's even a Double Rainbow song done by the Gregory Brothers too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
So the first sighting we have here is an interesting one. After Notch was in our chat last week, I'd put him on the registered list just as a joke because at first I didn't think it was really him. But no, it was him, and he went on to the Shaftlands with a big props to Easy for getting him on there and getting him to listen to the show. And so anyway, some folks on the server, they filmed it.
And they're standing around him and humping him and stuff. They totally freaked him out, probably. But you got to watch this video.
Yeah, you know, he's not here this week. You know,
yeah. You got to watch the video. It's hilarious. Also, thanks to Deck101 who sent us tons of screenshots of that event as well.
And if you watch the video, you can also hear us singing "Hopelessly Devoted to You" at the end of it.
And
do I have to?
No, you can stop it. It's easy. So this next one we have, this was something I read on Geekosystem. Basically, this guy created augmented reality refers to virtually changing a live view of something that is real. And basically what this guy did was he took Minecraft and he made it so that objects in Minecraft affect his real world.
Oh, yeah, this was awesome.
So he made a set of LED lights so that when his friends are logged on to his multiplayer server, basically the LED lights up to let him get buddy alerts to see if his friends are on. He set up switches in Minecraft that turn on real LED lights, and he set up a pressure plate which puts a seemingly predefined tweet to Twitter as an alert system.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's pretty elaborate.
You get a tweet when someone comes to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And starts.
Or it could turn a siren on in your home, or a bell or a sound to let you know if someone's coming in your you know, secret place or whatever. That's amazing.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Kind of the opposite of what we had last week with the guy hitting the switch with the Minecraft hand, you know, real life Minecraft.
Yeah, so, you know, it's probably only a matter of time before someone figures out how to get Kinect. You know, Xbox Kinect and Minecraft all working together or something. That would be...
Yeah,
I think I saw a contest or something about that on the forums, didn't I? About are they doing a contest on getting Kinect to work?
Oh, I don't know. I did see a video once of someone who did connect it up with a Kinect.
With Minecraft?
Yeah, it was just kind of walking around a little bit and, you know, changing the angle and stuff. Like, I mean, the camera view.
Oh, that's cool.
He wasn't really playing it, but just kind of navigating through the world.
Right.
But, you know, it's one step closer.
Sure.
And then we got something from Dimitri sent in a video of a guy who made a 54:1 scale of the workbench.
Nice. So yeah, that is pretty
huge
good.
Huge workbench.
Yeah, that was well done.
So it's 54 meters wide?
I guess so.
54:1, whatever scale that is.
Whatever that ratio means,
yeah, I don't know.
That's what it is.
It was my understanding there would be no math.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 66 by 66 is what they said.
So. 66 what?
We'll just call it big. Go watch the video.
Yeah, I'm seeing here, is it my turn? Because I'm seeing in the chat room here, someone did a replica of a Roman Colosseum. And I'm looking at my notes here, by Drunken Miners on YouTube. I think it just went up today.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's fabulous. It's about 2 or 3 minutes long. But if you do, you just do a Google, a search on YouTube for Colosseum. I'm sure it's going to be high up in the list.
Okay.
It's fabulous, yeah. Wow. So that's my sighting. So I don't get to see much, believe me. With the kids and the videos, I rarely get out and view much in the way of Minecraft videos or Let's Plays or anything. But I took notice of that, and it's really
well. There's so much good subject matter out there. I find it overwhelming. Like, I'd love to watch all of your videos and all of Minecraft Chicks and all of CNanners. I'd love to watch. I just don't have the time. You know, there's that's a lot of material coming out.
True. Yeah, and there's so many good LPs out there. There's a lot of crap too, but. But if you add up all that time, I mean, who has the time? And there are some of these LPs are going 30 minutes, including some of my own, and I don't have the time to watch. I barely have the time to record. But, you know, it is nice every now and then to sit down and watch. And there's some real high-quality stuff out there. So,
well, I recommend watching while you're playing, you know. Just, you know, stick it in another monitor or just squeeze it under the same one. Also, I watch Let's Plays while I'm eating. I'm a bachelor. I live by myself, so I just, you know, I eat by myself too. But, you know, just pop a Let's Play on or something.
Are we going to see some Let's Plays of you eating, watching Let's Plays?
Hey, he's very meta.
Big pot of Kraft.
Hey, let me write that down. That's a good idea.
Big pot of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Just eat it.
Yeah. Will it just be Let's Eats?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Mind Spice. This is some machinima, you know, Mind Spice. I'm on a pig. You know, it's the Old Spice guy.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Oh.
And then we got Creeper Kills Kenny. It looks like the style of South Park. It tricked me. I went and did a search. I'm like, cool, what episode is that? I want to watch it. It's not real.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's like a 30-second video or something. It's real short.
Yeah.
And then we have Minecraft The Score. Oh, yeah, this is funny. This is an epic music video with a twist at the end.
A creeper?
And you won't see it coming. No, it's not a creeper. It's got the best ending ever. It'll make you happy. I'll link to that. It's called Minecraft The Score. And let's see, next up here.
All I Want for Christmas?
Oh, this is cool. Okay, we're a couple weeks late with this one, but All I Want for Christmas Is You, or however it goes, I don't remember. But it's, like, you know, it's
two front teeth.
Yeah, it's a Christmas song, but there's a huge community of people singing it, you know, singing different verses. You know? And Notch and Easy are some of the singers.
Oh, cool.
So you hear Notch singing. It's awesome.
With his sexy, sexy voice.
Uh-huh.
His Norwegian voice.
Norwegian.
Yeah, we're going to get a slew of hate mail now since you said that, Eric.
I said he was from Norway one time in a video, too, and that didn't go over well, not with the Swedish.
I corrected it last week by saying that I love all the Swedish watches and the Swedish chocolate, and I like burn.
Totally. Oh, and... And last up here, that's the Colosseum. I think that'll about do it for this round.
Oh, yep, that was mine.
Cool. All right.
Resources.
Let's get down to business.
Business.
Okay, Mark Cooper. Oh, Mark Cooper sends this, and remember last time Luckland mentioned a mod where it adds mobs?
Yes, yes.
It's called Mo Creatures, and it's real. And I still haven't tried it. I haven't tried it out yet.
And it's real.
Yeah, turkey. I still haven't tried it out yet, but I got to. And,
yeah, I took a look at that, and the instructions made my eyes bleed. And so I gave up on it, but I think I'm going to throw that on my server eventually and give it a try. It just looks very cool. I saw the screenshots on the web on Minecraft.net forums.
Are they?
It looks fabulous. There's lions and bears and Pegasus and unicorns or something. Very cool looking, but I think it takes a little time to get it installed properly, and I didn't really have the time when I went to look at it.
Wow. That's kind of
cool. But it does look very, very cool.
It'd be neat to get something that wasn't actually like monsters. Like, you have like Lionel Richie walking around, or like, you know what I mean?
Lionel Richie.
Or like,
dancing on the ceiling?
Like Cyndi Lauper. Or President
Boy George,
like,
or someone.
Barack
it's
Obama.
Like the pop culture, mo pop, you know? Culture.
Or like, you know, Abraham Lincoln just hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to say nothing about Abraham Lincoln, but I'm the best mob in this year.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so we got a few iPhone apps here. Now, Sadeka sent one in called CubeScape, and he wants to know more about it. Now, I haven't played it or anything, so I don't know. We'll investigate that and report back.
Wow.
We also got the guys over at Miners Need Cool Shoes have a new app out where you can actually create your avatars on your iPad or your iPhone. And he actually sent us some codes to give out for it. So we'll do some kind of contest in the near future and give those out. But I went ahead and I used one, of course, so I could talk about it. And it's really, I was worried about it being touch. And you know how the iPhone can kind of be a little off on the touch when you're doing something that intricate. Well, you can zoom in pretty close, and it's really actually works pretty well.
You just zoom in like squeeze, like using
pinch
two fingers.
And, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can change the colors and do that, and then you can upload it. It emails the file to you, and then you have to upload it to the site after that.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool. So we'll pass some more of those out and get some more comments about it.
Our first contest?
Yes, and we have another contest. We have a user who has is donating some stuff for us. DJ Phoenix is donating some codes for us to run a contest, and we'll talk about that more when we have a stable server.
Nice. I found a mod this week that adds depth of field. This is a mod by Dex Nitro. And very impressive, meaning basically, you know, what you look at is in focus and everything else isn't in focus. So it gives a real depth of field look in Minecraft. Whoa, did that blow your mind?
That did. That blew my mind.
And it looks like a nightmare to install. I'm sure he's working on it to make it easier, but it's for Windows, Linux, and Mac. So I'm going to check that out this week.
Wow, I feel really bad after reading the first line of this one.
What's that?
Did anybody call Spencer today to see if he wanted to be on the show?
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I see that one. Hey, guys. Here's one for Spencer.
Yeah. You want to read it?
Sure. Who wrote that in? Gabba?
Gabba? Gabba?
Hey, guys. Here's one for Spencer. He's always talking about this donkey to carry his stuff around. I found something better for him. A girlfriend. It's a mod by Kodiachi Zero. Her name is Charlotte. She follows you everywhere you go. She can carry your stuff. She fights off bad guys and warns you about the enemies in your surroundings. I think everybody needs one of those.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So her name is Charlotte. I wonder if we can rename her. I had an old girlfriend named Charlotte. I'd rather not have it.
Charlotte. I know she has in-game voices, though, and stuff. And it's pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I saw some videos on that. So
I take it Spencer doesn't have a girlfriend, or he has one that follows him around often.
No, it's just he was talking about the donkey a lot. He wants a pack mule.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But does anyone know of anybody who has a girlfriend they can just hand them stuff and say, here, carry this and fight everyone who threatens me?
Yeah, no.
It's a little weird. I'm sure someone does out there.
If you find one, let me know. She has a sister.
Yeah.
You want to do this one, Eric?
Yeah, this is a long email. Let me shorten this up. Okay, there was an older episode where one person was bummed out because they couldn't use InfEdit because they had a Mac.
Right.
Well, apparently there is a Mac app called Inside Job, and you can do exactly what you can do with InfEdit and cheat.
Oh, yay. Glad we could get that information out for everyone.
I know. Well, hopefully it won't work on hopefully this stuff won't work on SMP servers since it's server-side inventory.
Yeah, it's all server-side now, so hopefully not.
Yeah. Wow, okay, so that's it. And we got a sweet little bumper here, a new one from John Mass.
This is a contribution!
Wow, that was...
What the devil was that? I was just about to drink water. I practically spilled it all over my pants.
I think that was him banging on the keyboard and doing... was it a...
Listener contributions.
It sounded like the things from the old Quiznos commercials.
Yeah. I love those guys.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We have a pepper bar!
He does that very well.
I think
well.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
They pulled it because a lot of people got upset because they were so crazy and creepy. Yeah. That's exactly why I loved them.
Yes, me too.
Creepers. We got this awesome picture from Real Life Pudding, and it's on DeviantArt. It's a painting. It's of us three hosts, and Wes is dropping a box on Brent's head, and I'm mining for diamonds, and it's really cool. I love it. I wish it was bigger so I could print it out and put it on the wall.
I think it should be the episode graphic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, why are you dropping a block on my head, Wes?
I have no idea why I would be doing such a thing.
Yeah.
Bryce said he came home to find his papyrus burning. Having no fireplace or lava around it, he wonders how that could be possible. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think he might have had a griefer.
Well, it may be a single play, though.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, a griefer maybe, that lives with him. You think maybe a little he had brother?
Some random spawn lava.
Maybe he used that mod to have Charlotte carry stuff around and she got upset and burned down his papyrus.
Burned his stuff.
That's more realistic.
Yeah, piss her off and she starts taking your stuff and burning things and tearing it up. Yeah. Keep her happy.
My
one diamond a day or your stuff is toast.
You never listen to me.
I'm changing the redstone lock when you leave, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, we also got one from Riley Beck, who wants to know, how do you add warps? I don't know how you do it on single play. On multiplay, there's a bunch of different plugins. HMod, MyWarps, Stargates. Is that the right one? And then there's a bunch of them. So just go do a little searchy. I know HMod, you can go to their forums and they have a list of plugins. Soon, I'm sure Bucket will have a list of them as well when it's out.
Get your warp on. Here's a call from a Frit.
Hey Shaft, Ifrit here. My question this week is this. What is your Minecraft New Year's resolution? Bye.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I meant to think about that.
I'm going to try to log on more. I haven't been playing much because of the server lag. And so if I get frustrated on our server, I'm going to try to play on some other servers. But I haven't been playing very much.
Well, that goes along with mine. I'm just going to have less lag.
Okay. I think that's a great resolution. I like where you're going with this.
But is that really something that you can promise?
Yes.
Really?
To myself.
In fact, you know what? The very next question here is from Jasm. Says, what's your New Year's resolution for Minecraft on either the Shaft podcast or in-game? It says, I need everyone to raise his right hand and swear to a resolution. So it just got real, people.
So this next one.
I swear to log on more. I do.
I mean, I know what I'm going to do. I mean, I guess I could make this my New Year's resolution, but is it my left or right hand? Right hand? I swear I will make more music videos and more Minecraft related videos, scripted things and audio plays. And is that cheesy? It's already stuff I already planned on doing. But
I think raising your right hand on a podcast is cheesy.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's on YouTube. You can see these on YouTube.
Yeah.
See how I worked that in there?
Yeah.
You did.
I did. Good job.
What do you promise, Paul?
My resolution for Minecraft?
Raise your right hand.
I'm sorry.
Raise your right hand.
I'm going to find me a Charlotte, and I'm going to rename her. that's my resolution. I've got 360 what's today. I don't do math well, but I've got several days left.
Nice.
Let you know.
Excellent.
No, it's play more with the kids. Get them more involved in some of the Let's Plays. They really enjoy it. They like to do their own tours, which is pretty cool to see them develop their you know, it's a craft, I guess. And that's it. And try to get my wife involved. She wants to do some. I think she wants to get more involved. She feels a little left out when the kids and I are playing. So
my wife doesn't get this game. She'll play Warcraft. She'll play role playing games. She just doesn't get this game.
Does she just think it's stupid? Or
she just watches? She's like, I don't see what you're fascinated with. So I just need to make her play.
Maybe the music stuff will get her into it a little bit.
I don't know. Could be.
Oh, what? Music blocks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the dolphins, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Don't do it.
So who wants to read this one? It's a little wordy, but I think it's pretty sincere.
Craig. This is from Craig. My 6-year-old son with low spectrum autism loves Minecraft. Since he doesn't have a job, household chores, or a family to raise, he logs more time in Minecraft than I can. It's so wonderful to see the joy in his face when he gets a sense of accomplishment for doing something in the game all by himself. When he first started, he was, "Build a house for me." Now it's, "Hey Dad, look at this house I built." The other day, we started on his first mineshaft project. He wants to visit the Nether, so I told him he needs to get lava rock, he can't pronounce obsidian, to build a portal. He needs to dig deep and find lava and then tinker with the lava and water to make obsidian. I dug a mineshaft about 100 levels deep. Wow. Started at the top of a mountain. And now we have a few branches started for him to expand outward at the resource levels. I suspect that within a week or so, he'll be building his first portal. Eventually, when I get my server updated to the new beta server, we'll be able to go back to that. I have a tall cobblestone keep tower that goes from sea level up to the sky limit, and he has a cute little sandcastle built next to mine. I suspect that by this time next year, he'll be an old pro at Minecraft. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, thanks for that. That's really cool. Brings a tear to me eye. Next, Chemical Rascal. And Chemical Rascal says, "What kind of hardware do you guys play on?"
You're
or do you have? I don't know what I'm doing. Or do you have any specific opinions on this thing? So hardware, I don't know, a PC. I have a quad-core 2 duo quad something. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've bought it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you've got a decent video card and a decent processor, you're fine, right?
Is Minecraft RAM intensive?
The server is. I'm not sure about the client itself, but it does hit the hard drive a lot, for the chunks. But apparently, that's going to be rectified. But yeah, video is certainly probably the biggest bottleneck. You need a very good video card. I see people trying to play this on an onboard, a Dell computer with onboard graphics chip, and it's just not going to happen. But there's things you can do to make it run a little bit better. If you do, you can go into the options and set your graphics. I think it's set to fancy by default. You can turn that down a bit. You can also change the distance level, which makes a huge, huge difference. So I think it's by default, it's on far. If you change it to normal, short and tiny, I believe, and those, you're going to see a lot of fog in the distance, but it makes things run much better. But yeah, typically, good CPU, good video card, you should be okay.
Huh, okay. This one is weird. Jonathan Bloom says, "We downloaded the In Search of Diamonds MP3 to my iPhone. Then we tried to play it using iPhone voice control, and it would not play the title. So we were goofing around and did play song Pants on Fire, and it played your song."
What?
Play song Pants on Fire.
So now you have to make a new song.
I have an iPhone. How do you do that? Yeah, my son, by the way, Eric, my son listens to, well, we watch it on my iPhone every morning on the way to school.
That's awesome.
I have the In Search of Diamonds. He says, "Dad, can I have your phone?" Sure. And I click on the YouTube applet, and it automatically loads up that particular video. I hand it back to him in the back seat, and I hear it all the way to school. And he has to sit in the car. I drop him off in front, and he'll have to sit there until it's done before he leaves the car.
Nice.
And I have that thing in my head all day long.
Oh, man.
It's a riot. We sing it all day long at my house. It's funny.
Yeah,
did a great job.
It is very much a children's song, really. So that's cool. Well, you know, it's only a 2-minute song, so is this thing on loop forever?
It's about a minute and a half drive.
Oh. So. Oh, wow.
Well, maybe a little more than that. But.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, it takes about 4 minutes to load on the iPhone first, and then we're usually just pulling up to the school and maybe a minute left.
Oh.
So he'll sit in the car. He won't leave until it's done.
Nice. let's see. We got another couple here.
Laura C. says, "What if in-game mobs would grow or had life cycles?"
Okay, so they kind of evolve or they grow? And then they just die from natural causes? It's kind of a...
It would be cool to raise, maybe raise some chickens or some pigs or something. You know, pen them in and have little ones grow from the eggs. Now, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, I could see that.
Maybe big pigs give you better meat than little pigs.
Yeah.
Bigger pork chops.
Cows and stuff. You get like start getting like burgers and steaks.
You can be
from
a
them.
Big pig too.
You have like a bull maybe, and then you could increase your cow population.
Ooh,
with
maybe
the bull.
Bulls are hostile.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe bulls are hostile.
Ooh, I like that.
And then
that
you can make
too.
A ring and take your New Year's Eve cape and flap it in front of them and make them mad.
Oh. Excellent.
Nice. And which, by the way, you know, when Notch was on the server, you got to see his Mojang cape that he had. So cool. So cool.
Maybe you could put a saddle on the bull, too, and maybe you could put a cowboy hat on it and be like an urban cowboy. Ride the bull.
Yeehaw! I like it. Well, let's see. Should we be done with that? Because, you know...
It's been a long show.
It's been a long show. Yeah. We'll do another all from the listeners episode soon.
Yeah.
And kind of get through...
Get caught up here.
Yeah, because we've got a stockpile of stuff.
Okay. But for now, we need to move on to... Housekeeping! Housekeeping! Men for pillow!
All right, housekeeping, a little in-house news here. You want to take it away, Brent?
Yeah, sure. We've had some big issues with our host, and this is web server host. We've been doing too much traffic, and they wanted us to get a dedicated server, and, well, we don't really can't afford that right now. So we're trying something new. We've basically moved all of our front-end pages to a Blogger. So it's free, and it can actually host our podcast. We still have our back end for the actual files. So you can still find us. Theshaft.deadworkers.com will still take you to the new site. Same thing with all of our other shows. Just do whatever the show is, podcast.blogspot.com, and you'll get there. Or just go to deadworkers.com/network, and that will take you to a temporary front page while we get that looking better. And that's kind of the main part of that.
Thought. Yeah, I like it because it's free and it takes care of our bandwidth. So when we get Notch on the show, our website won't go up in flames because it's hitting Blogger and Blogger's free.
Yeah.
And they take care of all that crap.
And really, we kind of took a page out of Notch's book, right? I think a lot of people get his info from his Tumblr.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, what, you know, who cares that there's like a little banner, you know, of Blogspot at the top? No one notices that crud really anymore anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Nice Google.
So we're going to test this out and see how it works. If it doesn't work, we may, you know, end up getting a dedicated server one day just for, you know, to spend some extra money.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to make a special request. If you are interested in getting registered on the Shaftlands, don't send in an email. It's not how you do it.
Yeah.
And I get those emails, and I have nothing to do with registrations. Nothing, 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 nothing. So if you're interested in being registered to get onto the Shaftlands, go to our forums and fill out the appropriate information there.
And just some information on that as well. It could take a minute if you get lucky, but it could take a couple days just because we like to let like 50 or so stack up before we add them all in because it does lag the server whenever you add someone on it. Because of how the admin system works on it. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to do that all the time and just have the server have extra lag because we're adding registered users. So we kind of do them in pockets.
Yeah, and if you're looking for the IP address and stuff, just go to the website, theshaft.deadworkers.com, and look on the right side. It'll say Play With Us. And there's the IP address. Everybody can come in. There's a link there to register that you know takes you to the forums and does all the other stuff. But our IP is on the website. That is a huge popular question. People going, how do I get on this server? Just go to the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. And great work, everybody. Just on the server itself. Just I know when I get on there, I get a lot of people yelling, hey, come look at this. And I don't always have time to do it right then. Mm-hmm. But I do try to get around and see everybody's stuff. And it's y'all are doing some incredible stuff.
And I'm amazed because with the lag that we've been experiencing, the fact that people are building as much as they have just amazes me. I'm just so impressed. I had to stop building because I got so frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pop on that server. I haven't been to many. Chaos, I've been to Luckland server, Minecraft Workbench, and that's it. So I'll have to check your server out.
Cool.
Is it up and running all the time? Is it 24/7?
It is 24/7. Mm-hmm. We are about to be making some changes where the lag should go away, so I don't know if you want to wait for that.
EVE?
No, it's PvE. There's just friendly mobs right now. We do have mobs, but only in certain areas. What else?
And there's no health. No health. And there's no spawning. Like, everything that's built has been built.
It's all legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And that's our shtick.
That's our shtick. Sticking to it.
And you're sticking with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So our next bumper is shout outs out loud.
Dun, 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 I'm going to shout out now. Oh, sorry. So I wanted to say thanks to DiscoverUs for just having an awesome server and bringing the whole community as a whole. The entire Minecraft community is just having a blast there, and you can just meet people, and it's just the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
After this show, none of us are going to be able to log on.
Oh, no. True. Also, kind of an interesting little thing here. Microsoft Zune featured us on the weekly download show on episode 31, but there was just something a little awkward about it. I just want to... Here's a tiny taste of the very beginning here of the episode.
Welcome to the weekly download. This is episode 31 for January 4th, 2011. I'm Jessica Zahn, a program manager at Zune and co-host of the Zune Insider podcast.
Okay, sounds good so far. And this is when she announces us, right?
Up next, we have the Shaft podcast. It's a 90-minute show that comes out weekly. This weekly show covers tips, stories, and the latest news and updates in the world of Minecraft game.
Hey, and there's lava and water and blocks of it.
And multiplayer is a little buggy.
Blocks and blocks.
Okay, I cut that short. It's just the one and only time we kind of stumble over our own words and trying to describe what the game is.
And
but
it was for episode one.
Yeah.
It wasn't even when we were funny.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know what episode that was. But.
So you guys are funny now.
You're right. Yeah. But I love that she calls it the Shaft podcast. Yeah. And then as a closer here, this is after
they'll never
the
do another
here.
Story about oh, I know. Us.
Here's the closer on it.
You've been listening to a clip from the Shaft podcast. And that's the download for this week.
She does it twice. Shaft. That's awesome.
I know.
Oh, but thank you, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Zune
does
people.
This mean we're going to be on Google Listen now?
What is, I don't know.
I've never been able to hopefully. Find any of our shows on Google Listen. I hope we make it.
Oh. It's probably something we're not doing.
We're probably
no,
not doing something.
No, they just, it's
or
them.
Something you are doing.
They just.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That seems to get us.
They keep doing that every episode. We don't want them.
Yeah. Good point.
I think you're right.
Well, I guess that was an awesome episode. One last little thing. You can check out In Search of Diamonds. I did a remix called the Blocky Mix, and you can check that out on... I submitted this to Machinima, to their network, and I'll put a link in the show notes. Same song, just, you know, a little more electronic and less folky. Also, of course, this episode is on YouTube. Check it out. And check out... our friend here, Paul Soares Jr., his website, paulsoaresjr.com, his Twitter, Paul Soares Jr.
Surprise! Yeah, I'm really hard to find.
And, yeah, no, that's, my YouTube that's really smart is, to do it that way.
I'll say it now. My YouTube is the same thing. paulsoaresjr.com. Not .com, just Paul Soares Jr. So yeah, you can find me at Paul Soares Jr. But I would like to plug... give a shout out to Luckland and his server that went up last night, and the Chaos server, which is fabulous for PvP. But Luckland's got something a little different. It's for PvE, so I would definitely send people that way. You have to sign up on the forums. It's a whitelist, but it's a lot of fun, and I would definitely recommend that.
So now we just need an outro from you, like I'm Paul Soares Jr. and you've been listening to the Shaft.
Hey, yeah, we'll get that after the show. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, man, we should get that from all the big time
you
celebrities.
You should. You should, and I'll be the first.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Actually, I'm going to have Charlotte do that for me.
Nice. Oh, man.
Charlotte, right. Get over here.
Well, I guess that's it. Thanks a ton for being on the show. I had a good
time. Thank you, guys. It was fun. Good fun stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, peace out. We'll see you next week.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, I was just watching the show. Just thought it would be a really great idea. Some of the things you're suggesting. I know one of you was saying you wanted a dog. There's actually a mod already called Charlotte, I think it is. It's on the forums. But it allows a female Steve, so to speak, do exactly what you're saying, like follow you around, pick up stuff, tell you if there's mobs coming, and try to block damage a little bit. Also, some things that even are already made is mods are really great, like mini-maps, floodgates, increased GUIs for things like spawners and mini-maps, even just things that seems like they would be there already, like little dungeon-type towers that you can battle through. All these things seem like they would be great additions. And apparently, because Notch left a message here, he must watch the show, but it kind of makes you wonder why he doesn't just implement it himself and why he just says, oh, let's tell the people that tell me what to do. Show's great. Keep it up. Thank you.
I just wanted to say I like your guys' podcast, the Minecraft Shaft. Keep up the good work. Just started watching it. You and my first live stream right now, nobody's there, it's just drums, but yeah, keep up the good work.
Hey guys, it's Varys again. I'm just kind of doing a follow-up over last week. You talked about the lightsaber and the downside being lawsuits. It's not that hard to recreate a little fakey lightsaber for a game. I mean, I've seen it done tons of times. Just tweak the image a little bit and, you know, call it a laser sword. I mean, they've done it in games all the time. I mean, look at No More Heroes, the guy wields a laser katana. I mean, it's not that big of a jump from lightsaber, so, you know, it can definitely be done. So, yeah, that's just my extra 2 cents. And P.S. Spencer, yes, I am a giant Star Wars dork, so thank you for acknowledging that. So, see ya.
My tambourine skills are blown into the dirt by Eric's iPad drumming skills.
we should start a band.
I'm on tambourine.
Dead Workers Party Network. When the going gets tough, the tough gets the shaft.